Unlike Ada's and Iridian's green suits, his transorbital voyage's uniform was blue-gray and tailored to complement his russet skin and wiry build. Hoban was printed over the breast below the company logo. His real name was Race, and this meeting marked the second time Ada had met him in person. He tossed a cloth bag to Iridian, who caught it one-handed. Get a move on. The Day Watch is going to ask me about the pod status if we don't reset them quick. The four or five colony ship crew members out of hibernation were now waiting for Race's report after he investigated the unscheduled deceleration. Too many anomalies would make the transorbital employees call for emergency aid. The three of them would never get a place on a pirate crew after that kind of debacle. A trio of brothers had failed to hijack an NEU military cargo ship 4 years ago. News feeds had added insult to injury by attributing the attack to a Saturnian crew the brothers had prematurely declared their affiliation with, which had claimed as much news feed coverage at the time as Sloane's crew on Barbary Station did now. The brothers were still a laughingstock, in separate prisons, and nobody expected the Saturnian crew to be welcoming after they were released. Ada took a calming breath of recycled air and the scent of Iridian skin. Cleanly hijacking one of the most advanced and expensive ships in the galaxy as the first crime on their records ought to impress any pirate captain. Iridian helped Ada climb out of the pod. It was hard to let go of Iridian's arm. Aside from the comfort of her presence, the walls curved instead of meeting at right angles. Projected windows showed stars between bright wall sconces. They gave her a frame of reference but reduced her equilibrium. She weighed less with each passing minute. Race threw Iridian a pair of boots and sent another spinning at Ada before returning to the doorway. After pulling hers on, Ada flipped a switch on the calf. Magnets inside secured her feet to the floor, and her nausea abated a bit. Iridian closed Ada's pod and handed off the cloth bag before clomping toward the door. The pod's projected display was identical to the one Ada had studied to prepare for this trip. Since nobody was asleep inside, most of the pod's rectangular display constituted blank space where information would be, although power readings and shipboard internet connectivity blinked in the corner every few seconds when they updated. More importantly, the profiles and main setup icons were where she expected them to be for the software she'd studied. She put on her comp glove and let the bag fall empty on the floor while she cycled the pod lid's seal closed. While she pressed her gloved palm to the blue, pseudo-organic comp cradle beside the display, her wrist buzzed with weeks of new message alerts. The comp confirmed its connection to the pod and projected message headers in a silver-lined square hole on the back of her dark purple fingerless glove. Using the connection afforded by the gel-filled pad in the comp cradle, she fed the pod a manufacturer's repair code and held her breath. The projection shifted to the maintenance interface. Whew. All right. She ran a test hibernation sequence with the same settings as the occupied pods at this point in the ship's journey to Io. The pod shuddered and emitted a deep hum, joining the other pod's background buzz. Smiling slightly, she moved to Iridian's, next in the row of 100 pods stretching the length of this sleeping chamber. Iridian and Race stood on either side of the door, angled to watch the exit and each other without turning their heads. Interpreting facial expressions wasn't one of Ada's strong skills, but something feral about Race's eyes made her wary. Since Iridian was watching him, Ada concentrated on her own work. The second pod hummed, too. She clutched its edge as her heart stuttered through four irregular beats. The colonist literature described this as well. Thanks to the pod's chemical wake-up treatment, her body was reabsorbing iron accumulated in her bloodstream while she slept. Some passed through her heart. When her heart beat.